I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe, and our World Cafe next artist for our Sense of Place visit to Toronto, our July talk, a Toronto-based five-piece band co-led by vocalist Peter Drymanis and Leah Fay. Their debut album came out in October of 2012 on White Girl Records. The band got a lot of attention and exposure at the annual North by Northeast Festival to start them on their way. We'll talk after this performance of the song Guns and Ammunition.
My guns and ammunition do very different things. You're looking for tradition. I'm castling my king. When I think about you, my whole world falls in.
Well, now you completely understand why we decided to make July Talk our World Cafe next band for our visit to Toronto today. And we are in the studio today with them, music from their debut album. And Peter Drymanis and Leah Fay are at the heart of this. And it's so interesting to read about how you guys came together and then to hear the band and realize how completely different your voices are and how the differences kind of really make what's going on with this band. And Peter, maybe go back to when you sort of got the idea to put this together and get start working with Leah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Danny and I were touring in Europe together in another band, and I had been putting it together a lot of songs with Josh, actually. And when I got back, I mean, I guess I always liked being a side man in a band. I liked kind of just sitting back and being the backseat driver and not really. But I kind of had this itch that I wanted to try it out. I kind of knew my voice needed a counterpart. And I met Leah at a bar that you went to today, that I'm very proud that you went to that bar called the Communist
Daughter. We'll keep, the Communist Daughter.
But yeah, I don't know, it just worked. I mean, we tried a demo together that we recorded in my bedroom and sent it out to some trusted friends and kind of got this feedback that was like, that really shouldn't work, but something about it does.
It's amazing. Yeah. And Leah, what was your reaction? What did when Peter brought this up and then when you finally heard what was going on?
Well, he made some interesting first impressions on me a couple times over. So by the time he told me that he couldn't get my voice out of his head. And so I figured I should give whatever he had a listen. And he had some bedroom demos on a MySpace account that I listened to and completely fell in love with. And that's kind of what made me want to be a part of a project with him.
What were you doing before?
When I met him, I had just finished art school and I was working on a lot of performance art pieces, dance pieces, and also playing in like an art folk duo called Mothers of Brides with a friend of mine. And we were making heartbreaking, truthful songs and doing silly things like banging knives together on stage and things like that. And Peter came to like every show that I ever played for the next 3 months.
Wow.
It was pretty, they were a very intimidating band to watch.
And yet you were not intimidated.
Well, of course I still am.
You know? He was just drunk.
No, I still am intimidated every day by Leah. She's a force.
And so how quickly did all these songs come together? I mean, clearly you had some.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was strange. Our first album, like a lot of first albums, people say that you kind of have your whole life to write the first one.
Right.
So some of them were really, really old, and some of them were written a couple of weeks before we finished the record. Josh and I collaborated on the writing on the first one, and then as kind of we were putting together the record, Ian and everybody kind of came together, and by the time our album came out, we were kind of a real band, which a lot of bands don't get that kind of trial process. But then we just went on the road, and we've been on the road pretty much constantly for a year. Got to go down south and to your sweet country, and I guess the band feels really ready, and we just put out four new songs and kind of an extended version, and it just feels like we kind of all have one voice now, even though Leah and I's voices are so different. It really does feel like we're kind of a family.
We'll go around the room. Who else is with
so
us?
Ian is the most sought after guitar player in Toronto, and we got him somehow. Danny is the same way, and he's on drums. Josh directs all the videos and plays bass.
Cool. Well, let's continue. What do you want to do? Something with one of the new ones, or what do you want to do?
We'll probably just do Paper Girl, I guess. Got to get through that one.
Now this has got a lot of fabulous reaction to a good song.
Oh, thanks.
So.
Don't ask a question. Don't seek my trust. You don't look pretty when you smile. So don't smile at all. You love me like a doctor. Horse turning with a broken leg. Oh, you're a paper girl with paper eyes. You're a paper crop. And if you think it's your turn to speak, it's not. You're burning if you're
Live today on the World Cafe on our Sense of Place visit to Toronto. That is July Talk and a great song called Paper Girl. And I've heard you say in the past, one of the things we try to do with our Sense of Place is give an idea of how important certain parts of the scene in certain cities are. And I read that your performance at North by Northeast was kind of a galvanizing thing for the band. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of that, the festival for people in the city?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely, like, July Talk got their start from festivals like CMW and North By. For people that don't know, it's a bit like South By, so it's a bunch of different venues. And you just have all these music lovers that are just ready to take it in. So we started our show and, you know, we were very ambitious with it and decided that this year we wanted to make it rain black and white feathers. So we got this thing called a confetti turbine, which kind of looks like something Arnold Schwarzenegger would use, but feathers came out of it instead of nuclear weapons. And yeah, no, it was amazing. As we finished Paper Girl, the last song, we had our friends with these cannons and they shot it all down.
Very cool.
We had a bed on stage. And North By really lends itself to being open to those kind of like ambitious sort of ideas.
Leia, do you, kind of an art background, does that play into the visual or any other aspect of the band?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I guess when I'm performing, I'm trying my best to stay present, stay connected to the audience, and also see what's around in terms of acting as a prop or calming me down or whatever it is. And so, yeah, I go through different phases, and sometimes it's singing into a blowing fan, and sometimes it's taping Peter up with duct tape, and I poured blood all over myself one time, or had some friends do that for me at our album release. And yeah, but I think also I would never want the band to have that be the selling point or the best thing about us. I think that first and foremost, the five of us just want to make rock and roll music.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm so nervous I might throw up.
Oh, please.
NPR, this is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's just a radio show. This is great being here. We're having a really, really, really great time. I'm loving this music. I just, the combination of what you guys have put together is just really great. So July Talk are playing live today, and we are in Toronto, and we are going to continue with you wanted to do something new.
Yeah,
you talked about
that. We just put this song out. It's called Summer Dress, and it's a song that definitely came out of the last year of touring, so it's definitely a song meant to be played live. But so imagine us when you listen to it.
To the king, tight in my suitcase, I'm gonna see what trouble bring. All the sheep are black, so I ain't convinced. Took a trip to the smoke, and she hasn't been back since. Woo!
Barely dressed, looking for love along the plateau. The girls are young, a little dumb, and they're going it alone. Hey boys, it's all the same tonight, and you've got to make a choice. No need to serenade her now, don't waste your pretty voice.
Yeah, but this is life we're living.
Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. This is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. Up into the station, I took on back home. I hadn't seen the bed in months, but I hadn't been alone again. Pulled over, whiskey in my feet. A bunk bed, he's a hospital, blood came pouring out of me. Oh! Yeah, but this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. The last thing that you'll see. She come looking for me. She come looking for me. Yeah, she'll find me on the floor. She'll find me on the floor. And this is life we're living. Life ain't always about forgiving. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor. She's my lady in a summer dress. She'll find me on the floor.
That is one of the new ones, Summer Dress, from July Talker, playing live for us today. All right, we got to talk a little bit about Toronto, and you were just talking about how you all got together. It just seems to me that it's a pretty supportive scene. Yeah, with people going to everybody else's gigs, and in any given night you can catch, you know, 8-10 great bands. Am I accurate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they've just been so accepting of us as a kind of a hometown band, and I think that we put out sort of like this kind of letter to Toronto last year, because it was really earlier this summer, I guess, and it was really important for us to show some appreciation to the fact that, like, they want to be a part of it. I'm really looking forward to kind of continuing to play in Toronto as much as possible.
Toronto also has this kind of false reputation of being a bad crowd that stands around with their arms crossed and kind of rolls their eyes at the band on stage, but they've been, I don't think that's true. As a citizen, a resident of Toronto, and someone who grew up, Toronto's my hometown, I don't think that that's true, and I'm doing my best to change that.
Each of you, what is your, if you had to pick one place in Toronto that you love, it could be a park, it could be a certain spot by the lake, it could be anything, a spot in the city that is really kind of important to you in some way.
This is kind of maybe a cop-out, but I can actually say Leia's house. Leia's lives in her grandmother's home, which her grandmother probably bought just after the war, I think.
It turned 100 this year.
Oh, no way. There you go.
And it's the house my mom grew up in.
There's such an immense amount of comfort in it for me, and I have to say that. I mean, I don't think that that's necessarily a tourist thing that people from Philly can come. But I'm sure if you call Leia, she'll
no,
let
this
you go
is
to her house.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that's
a,
totally
it really is a source
house.
Of comfort. How about you?
I love the Communist Daughter on a Saturday afternoon. It's kind of saved my life a couple of times. There's a guy there named Michael Lewis Johnson who sings with his band, The Red Rhythm, and they play old jazz standards from 4 to 7.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's the one thing I usually tell people when they're visiting Toronto to go see. I also love Ronson's Vales. It's a nostalgic place for me. It's little Poland, and it just reminds me of eating pierogies with my grandmother as a child.
We'll put him on the list. That's great. All right, what do you guys want to finish up with?
I think we're going to do a slower one called Don't Call Home. It's about a place in on James Bay. It's like it's a reserve called Attawapiskat, and it's gone through some pretty harsh times in the last while. Anyway, I had the opportunity to go there, and a song is about that.
Angel, get inside. This is what you were made for.
July Talk, finishing up our session today from Toronto. Thank you guys so much for playing live for us.
Thank you for coming up. Welcome to Toronto.
It's a real treat. You heading down south anytime soon?
Yeah. We'll be going down in the spring.
Excellent.
So for quite some time, I think. So we look forward to going to Philly.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much, man.
We'll be back in a moment as our sense of place, Toronto, continues here on the World Cafe.